Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Wednesday, April 17th. On today's show, commercial property tax appraisals soar by 21% in Dallas County, and Memphis developers are awarded historic development grants from the state of Tennessee. Plus, find out how HQO's Rex data platform helps office building owners retain tenants. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with a new challenge facing commercial property owners in Dallas County: soaring tax appraisals. Preliminary assessments from the Dallas Central Appraisal District show that commercial valuations have risen by 21% since last year, despite evidence of a sluggish market. Here to discuss the impact is our correspondent. So what's behind these sky-high assessments?
The double-digit increases are being seen across all commercial sectors, although some asset classes, like industrial properties, have been hit harder than others, with valuations rising over 50% on average. This surge may stem from historical undervaluation of industrial properties, prompting the appraisal district to recalibrate assessments. Multifamily and retail properties also saw hikes of 20% and 10%, respectively.
How do these rising valuations contrast with actual market conditions?
The soaring assessments mark a stark contrast to the sluggish market perceived by property owners. Commercial property sales plummeted by 58% last year amid rising interest rates, tight lending standards, and widening buyer-seller discrepancies. The lack of recent comparable transactions has led appraisers to rely on outdated cap rates, drawing criticism from owners and consultants.
Even the struggling office sector hasn't been spared from higher valuations, correct?
That's right. Office properties are seeing valuations 5 to 10% higher than a year ago, despite still grappling with soaring vacancies amid the remote work era. However, some were surprised that retail assessments only rose a relatively modest 10%, given the sector's steady recovery from the pandemic.
What recourse do property owners have to contest these higher assessments?
The protest and litigation process routinely results in lowered assessments, with over $9 billion shaved off preliminary assessments in Dallas County last year alone. Despite the anticipated contention, most consultants are optimistic that owners will eventually find acceptable resolutions with the Central Appraisal District through the appeals process.
Thanks for that update on the challenges facing the Dallas commercial real estate market. It will certainly be a contentious process for many owners facing such steep assessment hikes this year. In contrast, three historic properties in Memphis are getting a new lease on life, thanks to grants from the state of Tennessee. The Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development is awarding $300,000 each to the Sterick Building, Lowenstein House, and Dermon Building to help fund their renovations. For more on what this means for these iconic Memphis landmarks, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about these properties and the plans to restore them?
Well, David, these are three very significant buildings in Memphis, with a lot of history behind them. The Sterick Building downtown was once the tallest building in the South when it was completed in 1930. It's been vacant for decades, but the developer, Constellation Properties, has ambitious plans to bring it back to life, possibly by late 2026. The grant money will help accelerate that redevelopment. Meanwhile, the Lowenstein House in Victorian Village is getting a new roof, courtesy of the state grant. The owner had originally envisioned converting it into a boutique hotel, but now has plans to use it for co-working office space instead. And the Dermon Building downtown is the furthest along of the three. It's slated to become a 150-room Holiday Inn Express after a $22 million renovation.
It certainly seems like these grants will go a long way towards saving these historic gems. But there are some strings attached, correct? Don't the projects have to be completed within a certain time frame to keep the grant money?
That's right. The developers have 36 months to complete the renovations once the grant contracts are in place, but they seem confident they can meet those deadlines. Of the three, the Dermon Building project appears closest to breaking ground, as it's already secured tax incentives from the Downtown Memphis Commission. The Sterrick and Lowenstein projects have yet to cross that hurdle. Still, Memphis officials are hailing these grants as a major win for historic preservation and economic development in the city. Breathing new life into these vacant buildings could provide a significant boost to the areas around them. The State Commissioner of Economic Development said the goal of the grant program is to help turn historic buildings into hubs for commerce and tourism once again.
Ambitious plans for sure, but also a promising sign for those who want to see these grand old buildings saved for future generations. Thanks for that update on an important development for the city of Memphis. Shifting gears now to the world of commercial real estate, we're diving into how H2O's Rex data platform is helping office building owners retain tenants in an increasingly competitive market. Here with more details is our correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is the Rex platform and how does it work?
The Rex platform, which stands for Real Estate Experience, is a tool developed by H2O to help building owners and operators assess and optimize the tenant experience within their properties. It collects two main types of data: sentiment data, which reflects how tenants feel about the building and what they like or dislike, and usage data, which indicates what amenities and features are actually being utilized by tenants.
And how does this data help building owners improve tenant satisfaction and retention?
By providing a comprehensive view of the tenant experience, the Rex platform enables building owners to identify areas for improvement and make data-driven decisions to enhance their offerings. This could include adding new amenities, adjusting service levels, or making targeted investments in the property. The goal is to create a more engaging and satisfying environment for tenants, which in turn can help reduce churn and attract high-quality tenants.
You mentioned that HQO acquired a company called Leesman a couple of years ago. How does that acquisition factor into the Rex platform?
Leesman is a global expert on workplace experience, with data from over 1.7 million employees across more than 8,000 workplaces worldwide. By integrating Leesman's extensive database into the Rex platform, HQO is able to provide even more robust insights into what tenants want and need from their office spaces. This includes data on work styles, worker preferences, and best practices from some of the most respected companies around the globe.
It sounds like the Rex platform is a powerful tool for building owners looking to stay competitive in today's market. Are there any specific examples of how companies are using it to improve tenant retention?
Absolutely. Both Vornado Realty Trust and Hines, two major players in the commercial real estate industry, are currently using the Rex platform to optimize their tenant experience. By leveraging the data and insights provided by Rex, these companies are able to make informed decisions about everything from amenity offerings to service levels to capital improvements. The end result is a more engaging and satisfying environment for tenants, which can help drive long-term retention and growth.
Thank you for that insightful overview of HQO's Rex data platform and how it's helping office building owners navigate the challenges of tenant retention in today's market. Speaking of challenges in the commercial real estate market, we're seeing the effects of tech companies right-sizing their office footprints in recent months, alongside the layoffs that have roiled the industry. Here to discuss this further is Simply CRE correspondent Celeste. So what are we seeing from the big tech firms in terms of their real estate presence?
Many of the major tech companies, including Google, Amazon, Meta, and Salesforce, have been shrinking their office space. This is happening through subleasing existing space, pausing construction on new offices, or even paying hefty exit charges to optimize their global footprints. Alphabet, Google's parent company, reported paying $1.8 billion in such charges last year alone.
And despite the gradual return to office trend over the past few years, commercial real estate vacancies remain quite high, correct?
Absolutely. Tech companies had become major players in the office market, rivaling traditional industries like finance in many cities. Their pullback is contributing significantly to the current supply glut. In San Francisco's tech-heavy market, for example, the office vacancy rate has skyrocketed from just 3.6% in early 2019 to a record 36.7% this year, according to brokerage firm CBRE.
But there may be a silver lining in the form of the booming artificial intelligence sector. What are some real estate executives saying about this?
Mark Holliday, CEO of SL Green Realty Corp., recently expressed optimism that the AI sector could help spur a broader tech real estate recovery. He noted that tech hasn't been a big contributor to incremental demand after a decade of rapid growth, but he's looking forward to their return. AI companies have already more than doubled their footprint in San Francisco, growing from 1.9 million square feet in 2019 to 4.8 million square feet this year.
It will be interesting to see if the growth in AI can indeed help offset some of the pullback we're seeing from other tech companies. Thank you for your insights, Celeste. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.